Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Global Alzheimer's research is in the spotlight in Boston this week. Boston is hosting the Alzheimer's Association International Conference, where scientists are meeting to discuss the latest research into treatment and causes of the disease. To talk about some of the research, we turn to Dr. Risa Sperling. She's the director of the Center for Alzheimer's Research and Treatment at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston. While many of her peers study treating Alzheimer's, Dr. Sperling concentrates on preventing Alzheimer's, a focus that's raised questions among her peers. We asked her about a new study she's launching, looking at one possible treatment for preventing Alzheimer's in people who may be at risk of developing the disease.
Most of our treatment trials have really been done at the stage where people already have significant memory problems and have dementia. And we're finding out that the process of Alzheimer's disease in the brain begins 20 years before people get to that stage of dementia. So the most exciting research, in my opinion, is that we're now moving some of these treatment trials to people before they have symptoms, but they have evidence of Alzheimer's disease beginning in their brains. And this is the way I think we're going to win the war.
So this is why you're launching a clinical trial focused on preventing Alzheimer's in patients who appear to be at risk but have no symptoms.
Exactly. And we know that we can see one of these abnormal proteins called amyloid building up in the brain 10 or 20 years before symptoms. So we will identify older individuals between the ages of 65 and 85 who have evidence of this amyloid buildup but don't yet have any symptoms. And we'll treat them with an anti-amyloid therapy and hopefully slow the rate of cognitive decline. And ultimately, one day, we hope this will prevent Alzheimer's disease dementia.
Some researchers worry that, though, in using drug treatments to target people largely unaffected yet by Alzheimer's in hopes of maybe preventing it in them, that in the process, we might upset a balance or an equilibrium in the brain. And I'm wondering if you'd respond to that.
I agree with people who suggest we must be careful in making sure these are safe to give to individuals who are still normal. The drug we've chosen for our A4 trial has already been in about 3,000 individuals and fortunately did not show significant side effects.
You have been criticized, if I might, by some of your colleagues for your focus on prevention rather than treatment for current patients. Respond to that.
Yeah, so I think it's a fair criticism, and I am a treating neurologist, and I do admit that it makes me very sad for my patients who already have Alzheimer's disease dementia when I say I really needed to treat you 10 or 20 years ago. And I think in parallel, we must develop treatments for people who are already suffering from the dementia of Alzheimer's disease. We shouldn't do one or the other. But I'm firmly convinced after doing clinical trials for the past 10 years that we are going to have more success when the brain still has nerve cells that we can rescue.
Do you ever worry you're on the wrong track?
Yes, I do. I certainly worry that amyloid, although I think it's a critical factor in the disease, is certainly only one piece of the puzzle. But I believe we need an answer about amyloid. And if we're wrong, we need to know this is a field. And one of the ways we will test that is by trying in an earlier treatment trial where we might have success. If we don't have success at that stage of disease, I'm willing to change course.
Many people in the field, whether they focus on the kind of research you're doing or other research, think that the outlook for Alzheimer's prevention and treatment is pretty bleak. How hopeful are you that things will change in the next 5 to 10 years?
Well, I've been accused of being a Pollyanna, so I am hopeful. I think it's more likely 10 years than 5 years. There are a number of these prevention trials starting over the next year, not just ours, but others in genetic at risk for Alzheimer's disease. And I think these trials collectively will give us a tremendous amount of information to know whether we're on the right track or not. So I am hopeful.
If you and other scientists don't get there, there are those who think that if we all lived long enough, we'd all end up with Alzheimer's disease. Do you believe that?
I'm not sure that every individual will develop Alzheimer's disease, but it is the case that once you get above age 85 or 90, more than half of those individuals have dementia, and the largest contributor to dementia is Alzheimer's disease. And Alzheimer's disease is the only one of the top 10 leading causes of death for which we don't have any effective disease-modifying treatment. So we have to really refocus our resources and our scientific endeavors to finding a treatment for Alzheimer's disease and ultimately a preventative treatment for Alzheimer's disease.
Risa Sperling, thank you very much for speaking to Morning Edition. We appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much for having me and your interest.
Risa Sperling is director of the Center for Alzheimer's Research and Treatment at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston.